Welcome to Fresh Research, a podcast from the nonprofit Times. We explore some of the most interesting and sometimes provocative findings focused on the world of nonprofits. Thanks for tuning in. Here at the nonprofit Times, we see tons of great, fresh research. So in each episode, we take a recent study or survey and have a conversation with the authors about what they found and why they think it's important for charities. We'll also give away some books and give you access to other valuable information from the nonprofit Times.
Thanking donors for their gifts may be the right thing to do, but does it lead to more gifts in the future or bigger donations? One recent study looked at 600,000 donors and 500,000 thank you calls over 6 years, and it came up with some surprising results, especially when compared to what fundraisers had predicted. Namely, thank you calls didn't make a lick of difference. Hi, I'm Mark Arivna. On this episode, we'll talk to one of the authors of that study. Do thank you calls increase charitable giving? Expert forecasts and field experimental evidence. The study found that thank you calls had no effect on whether donors gave to the organization again, nor did it change the amount of their next donation, whether in the next year or in the next 5 years. Both fundraisers and the general public expected about half of donors would give to charity again if they received a thank you call. In reality, less than a third of donors gave again. The size of a future gift did not change based on whether a donor was thanked or not. And to be clear, the thank you call did not include a request for another gift. A little more background on the study. Calls were made 5 to 7 months after the first donation, time to occur after new donors received any gifts associated with their donation, and prior to any renewal window. The surveys included donors to 70 public television stations, as well as one large national nonprofit. And one of the co-authors of that study joins us today, Anya Samek, Associate Professor of Economics at the University of California's Dornsife College of Letters, Arts, and Sciences. She co-authored the study along with Chuck Longfield, a longtime data scientist at Blackbaud.
It seems like basically the study shows that it's almost not worth making thank you calls if you're basing it on future gifts or increased giving. Am I right?
Right.
Of course, having said that, Some charities think it's important just to thank donors anyway, just as a courtesy, as a nice thing to do. But what should charities take away from this in terms of what they expected? Because if you could talk a little bit about the experiment, you actually had fundraisers predict what they expected to happen, which was way off from what actually happened.
Yep. So I think what that suggests, the fact that the predictions were so far off from the actual study results, is that it's very important for charities to experiment. And it's actually also very easy for charities to experiment. So in the case of the study that we ran, these charities were already making thank you calls to all of the new donors. And we convinced the charities to save essentially 10% at random of the new donors coming in to just not receive a call. And then because the charities are already very good at and have systems in place to track donation behavior over time, we then compared the group who received the calls to the group who was pulled away from that call list. And so there we were able to actually show what is the direct impact of the calls on future donations. And that's different from, I think, the type of evidence charities like to use, which tends to be more anecdotal, like I called John and he was very excited to receive my call, therefore I think calls work, or even survey evidence, because when you survey donors about what they say they're going to do, that's often also different than what they actually will do. And so that's where I think experiments can be very valuable to charities.
And so the study looked at not only whether the donors gave again, but also whether they gave more. Is that right?
Yep. So we looked at two metrics. One is your likelihood of donating again in the next year, which is kind of this idea of retention. And the other one was conditional on making a donation, what was the amount of your donation? And so you might expect there to be effects on either of those two margins. Maybe donors are more likely to give again if you thank them, or maybe the same donors give again, but the people that were thanked maybe give more, and we don't see the case for either of those. So both on this donation probability and on the donation amount margins, we see a very precisely estimated null effect or zero effect of these calls. We see it as well for donations over time. So the charities we worked with thought, well, perhaps over the first year, maybe we don't see anything. Let's follow these donors over time. And so a subset of the donors actually became new donors 6 years ago, and we follow them for 6 years, and we see no difference between the group that received the call initially with the group that didn't.
So it's not just a one-off. It was over 6 years. That's a pretty wide time range.
Yes. So we don't thank them every time. We just thank them initially. But there was this idea that you thank someone initially, and then over time, kind of, they have this feeling that they're more connected to the charity and they give more. We don't see that to be the case.
Mm-hmm. And the study involved one national nonprofit and a lot of public television stations. Is there anything about that particular subsector, do you think, that warranted the results, or do you think other subsectors might react differently, like a healthcare foundation or hospitals or some other type of nonprofit?
So that's a good question. I think that because we do it with public television and with this larger nonprofit, we show two different types of sectors already, and we show exactly the same results across those two. You might give for public television for different reasons than you give to this national nonprofit already. It's possible, since we haven't tested it, that some other type of nonprofit or making the call in a different way would have a different result, and I would be very excited to do that test with another charity. But at this point, I think because we ran it for so long and with two different sectors, my expectation would be that it wouldn't have an effect in another sector.
We'll take a quick break, and on the other side, we'll talk about the cost to nonprofits of making thank you calls.
If you like what you're hearing, share it with friends and colleagues on social media. Use the hashtag #FreshResearch or retweet the Nonprofit Times link, and you'll be eligible to win a book from the NPT Library. Another way for folks to find the show, rate us on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're interested in nonprofit events and news, then consider checking out the Whole Whale podcast. For over 5 years, we've covered topics related to marketing, technology, and communications in the social impact space. Recently, we've covered things like tackling Facebook fundraising, why you shouldn't build that mobile app, and why right now is the best time to start your capital campaign. So find us using the Whole Whale on whatever podcast app that you choose to use.
Welcome back. We're talking about Do Thank You Calls Increase Charitable Giving with the co-author of a recent study, Anya Samek. She's Associate Professor of Economics at the University of Southern California's Dornsife College of Letters, Arts, and Sciences. The study is Do Thank You Calls Increase Charitable Giving? Expert Forecasts and Field Experimental Evidence.
Another aspect of your study I thought was interesting was you put a cost to thank you calls, because you estimate usually it costs a dollar. I guess one could make the case that since there's no return necessarily financially on that thank you call, maybe you might be better off doing automated emails, or even, I think your study mentions, volunteers or board members making those calls, so you reduce the costs.
So in our case, we make the calls in a way that large and medium-sized nonprofits in the U.S. typically make them, which is that we pay people to make these calls. That's why we kind of estimate it's about a dollar per call. I think, though, if you use board members or volunteers, you also have to consider their opportunity costs. So this is basically the foregone cost of time. If you have a bunch of volunteers who are willing to work for your charity, is calls really the best way that they could be helpful? Or are there other things they could do for your charity that would have a higher impact, either in terms of fundraising or on this actually the other side of providing help to the people that your charity serves, for example? So I think, yes, volunteers would be cheaper in a monetary sense, but you'll always have to think about the opportunity costs.
Right, like that board member might be out asking a major gift instead of
making thank you calls, exactly. That said, there has been a group of people who have noted that perhaps calls made by board members might be more effective than calls made by the call workers as we do. To that, we have another study in the works where we're actually showing that there's no difference between solicitations that are made by paid workers versus volunteers. So I think that's another area in charity where the fundraisers believe strongly that volunteers are going to do better than paid workers. We don't see that to be the case. So I'm skeptical that board members would be more effective. But that said, again, I'd love to be able to do a study with a charity that uses board members.
Sure. That's really interesting, because you've got data to back up what folks actually think is going to happen, which is always a big deal with studies, because people say they'll do something and this is what they actually do. And it usually doesn't, sometimes it doesn't match up.
Right.
Thanks to Anya Samek for her time and joining us today. She's Associate Professor of Economics at the University of Southern California's Dornsife College of Letters, Arts, and Sciences. Her study is called Do Thank You Calls Increase Charitable Giving? expert forecasts and field experimental evidence. She co-authored the study along with Chuck Longfield, longtime data scientist at Blackbaud.
That's our episode for today. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to share the Fresh Research link on Twitter or Facebook to be eligible to win something from the NPT Library. You can also share on social media with the hashtag #FreshResearch. And if you like what you hear, please rate us on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. This has been Fresh Research, a podcast from the Nonprofit Times, spotlighting research and trends in the philanthropic sector. Till next time, keep up with us at thenonprofittimes.com for all your nonprofit news.